Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising and it's all down to clean bad luck.
You are lucky. Well, do you?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Part of the work week. It is, because we had an encore yesterday, Super Don, unexpectedly. Our syndicator said, no one's here. So, okay. You know what I did?
You just said
what?
Live, y'all.
I did.
Live, y'all.
You know why? Because you're now an honorary Southerner. You're in Texas. You got to learn to speak Southern.
No. I can't be honorary yet. I'm still sweating. I don't even know.
I can dispense honorary titles to Super Don whenever I like. I'm the host. You're an honorary Southerner. Yes, you're sweating, but that's good. That's what we Southerners do, but we actually like it. You haven't learned to like it yet. That's all.
Honorary. I love that. You know, you're the second talk show host to give me an honorary title. You know who the first one was?
That was the one, but that was an honorary doofus. You didn't want that one.
No, that was an honorary doofus.
It
was Tammy Bruce. You remember Tammy?
Oh,
you filled in for her a few times and stuff like that.
You were an honorary lesbian.
I told her that I was using shaving cream that had tea tree oil in it, and she made me an honorary gay for the day.
Honorary gay for the day. Way to go. Tammy Bruce, yes. Super Don has produced for a lot of interesting characters. She's actually a really nice lady. She was at the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala and was honored as well. And she spoke there. So anyway, but yeah, you guys had some fun, I know, on the show when she was doing the Tammy Bruce show at TRN.
I just wanted to say gay. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, I know. And it rhymes with, what did it rhyme with? I don't even remember anymore.
Hey.
So, anyway. Hey, yes, horses. Okay. You know what? Op-Ed is back from Europe. We're going to hear from him today. I'm very excited.
Speaking of honorary gay, Ed is back from Europe.
Oh, no. Is that what you said? You have to check with his wife on that.
He's happy. He's
always happy.
He's an honorary
right.
Happy,
I always
happy.
Forget the old definitions, right? I should be better about that, going back to rude word origin, because I'm a Latin.
Now we're going to be able to test him and see if he was listening.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. Also, Dr. Batar, it is Advanced Medicine. We finally are going to unleash the Mango for Health website on y'all. I said y'all again. And it's going to be great because it's a private membership, cost you a buck for a lifetime. Really, literally, $1. Why? Because now freedom of speech will be restored because you will no longer be operating in the public domain. You will be in part of a private club. So, anyway, very cool stuff happening. Check out the notes at robertscottbelt.com. Phones are working if you'd like to chime in for anything, reason, whatever. Maybe we'll take your call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We have questions and comments of the day. We'll see what we can get to. But I'm very excited about Op-Ed and his adventures across the pond into Europe, and particularly, you know, when it comes to the restoration of liberty, integrity, and maybe millennial generation could save us all from destroying ourselves. Let's find out if they are here to save humanity. Or not. We'll find out. We will. Also, to open up, we got a hats off salute to Merck Pharmaceuticals. They have a new website called MerckResponsibility.com. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
Now, what are you laughing about?
No, I'm not. It's tragedy. It's tragedy. Pure tragedy. You know how, what is it, Dollars for Docs has been following stuff like this. You've been real instrumental in bringing that out to us over the years. All the payments above board, beyond board, below board, beneath the knees, wherever it's going. Payments of all kinds to manufacture, from manufacturers to doctors or nurses or anybody that would end up dispensing the drugs of the big pharmaceutical industry and all the minions of them. And Merck is, of course, one of the biggest. And I'm sure that they've been getting hammered with all of these payoffs and bribes and scam science and, oops, the science wasn't so good. We killed 40, 50,000 people. Oops, sorry, our bad. FDA put a black box warning label or pull it from the market. And nobody goes to jail over this stuff. You know, nobody gets, you know, Merck maybe pays a fine to the government, but the people who are injured or killed, you know, maybe they get a little settlement, maybe not. But here's the thing about this. MerckResponsibility.com, you can check it out. We have it linked up in the show notes. It's a hoot. They believe in broad disclosure now, they're saying, of financial relationships between physicians and the pharmaceutical industry. They're suddenly on our side. Yes, we want to come forward and say, yes, we admit it, we bribe and we pay everybody off, but it's part of our responsibility to keep those physicians pumping out our drugs. Why, how else are we supposed to do it? Come on, you're being unreasonable. If we don't pay these doctors, who will? You? No. Everybody thinks insurance is supposed to pay. What's insurance? Well, it ain't what the true definition of the word is. Insurance, where you're pooling resources together for unexpected catastrophe or unexpected loss. Now it's to pay everybody for everything and every drug that comes out of the, well, the FDA pharmaceutical factory. And so we've established the spotlight. We've shown the light. And now Merck has come clean, and yes, it just admits it, and it's proud to admit it. See, this is what you get when you get PR focus groups together and say, we got to get ahead of this story. It's looking bad for us. What are we going to do?
It's an interesting, it's a conundrum that we've got here.
Conundrum, good words.
Mm-hmm. You've got, you've got pharmaceutical companies that are making, obviously, pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes.
Now, who is it that is prescribing these drugs to patients? It would be physicians.
Right. So, by the way, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Superdon, remember Dr. Sherry Tenpenny called those physicians out on Friday, I think it was. She said, uh-uh, you guys aren't getting off the hook. It's you who continue to push these drugs and push these vaccines. The buck must stop with you. But the buck is flowing through them at this point. And that's what Merck's admitting, thanks to mandates at the U.S. Affordable Health Care Act, which is not very affordable. It's known as Obamacare.
Well, you know what they say, though? They say that it's hard for them to be able to do this research without using the experts that are out there. Well, the experts are considered to be these, you know, highly educated PhDs, doctorate physicians and doctors. They're the experts, right? They're prescribing the drugs. So if they don't include them in the process, then where do they find the experts that they're supposed to get this, this consulting with?
By the way, Super Don is in a bathroom right now, and you can hear a little bit of echo. No, he doesn't. He's in his new office.
I'll mute the microphone before I flush.
No, don't do that. We all want to hear that you've done your coffee. the reality is you're in a new office, which is really cool. People are going to learn more about it in the coming weeks. And it's just, it's basically empty besides you, a table, a chair, and a really smoking Klingon computer. And so that's why you hear.
You want that computer.
I want that computer. I want, and you can have the Ferengi one.
Should I take a picture of it and post it?
You should. It's so cool. It's so cool.
I will.
I'm telling you, you're straight out of Star Trek. You're going to be the next movie, I'm sure. So, yeah, Super Don's Texan. He's down there. He's got a good computer, good link up. But, of course, we need to warm his room up if you want to throw up some blankets or something up there to make him warmer.
Dude, you know what? It is so warm right here. I want to punch you just for saying that.
I know. Hey, at least I went on and got a $20 fan for my office because it's on the tail end of the
next
AC
on my list. There.
Yeah, so it's a good one. It's made of fabric. So my wife and kid, they say, there's no housing around it. And then they touch it and it freaks them out. But it's made of fabric. But it's really good and quiet. So let's see. What else? On the Merck front, you guys can look at it. I don't even go into the details here. But I find it humorous. I do. That it's MerckResponsibility.com. Because Merck and responsibility, it's like an oxymoron, right? Medical ethics, oxymoron. But you know, if you want to engage in responsible behavior, Merck, how about this? Call for the repeal of the 1986, what was it, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Yep, that was the one that allowed Merck and other these vaccine manufacturers to absolve themselves of any and all liability should their vaccines on the childhood schedule harm in any way, shape, or form, or even kill your children. Merck responsibility? Uh-uh. You don't got none of it. I know, I'm butchering the English language. I don't give a flip right now. Because there's how much more do you have to say about how outrageous this claim is? Merck responsibility. You lobby for a repeal of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the kangaroo unconstitutional court that absolves you of all guilt. It doesn't matter that you're guilty. Absolves you of all responsibility, the very word you're using, for injuring and killing children and adults in the flu shot realm. Then we can talk, Merck, about responsibility. Until then, you know, two sheets to the wind, man.
Jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And, you know, with that, we've got a question. Actually, this is not a question of the day, Super Don. I want to switch over gears. We've got op-ed coming up real soon. But it's more of a comment of the day. And it's really a cool one. Let's see. This one is from, it's from Walt. He says, "Hi, RSB and Super Don. You might remember my daughter, Wendy, as she always refers to you both as her radio boyfriends."
Oh.
Gee, you know, for having such a girlfriend, Wendy, I just don't even remember what she looks like. Is that bad of me?
When's the anniversary? Damn it.
We weren't drinking, I promise. No. It's not like that. Radio boyfriends. He says, "I'd like to share with you my true life story. My name is Walt Merrill. Over 10 years ago, I developed rheumatoid arthritis. At my worst point, I needed a walker to move. With the help of my daughter, who is a nutritional consultant and iridologist and wife, I decided knee replacement surgery was not for me. I researched, read, investigated my autoimmune disease to discover how to improve my lifestyle without any medications or surgery. After many months, I began to gradually improve my health by using nutrition, exercise, and supplements such as GTF chromium, selenium, carnivora. Today, at 75 years young, I can play golf again and walk without any pain. I feel better than I have in 10 years. So good, I've dedicated the rest of my life to helping and mentoring other autoimmune disease sufferers around the world."
He's
I would
75.
Like every 75, yeah.
Oh.
"I would like everyone's help in spreading the word. I have written a book called Arthritis, How I Conquered It. It's now on Amazon. I feel like I'm a living example that it can be done by anyone at any age. Thanks a lot, Walt Merrill." Walt, I want to hear from you. Can you call in, Walt, 866-939-BELL? If we can't get you on today, I want to talk to you on the air. Are you kidding me? This is a great story. GTF chromium, selenium, carnivora, and he's written a book. We got to get this guy on.
And Wendy can call in, too.
Wendy, yeah, our radio girlfriend can call us both. Same time. Yeah, 2-for-1 special, Wendy. All right, stick around. Op-Ed's coming back from Lithuania after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hey, that's the news welcoming op-ed back, our intern and millennial extraordinaire from Oktoberfest. But that doesn't make sense, Super Don. Why Oktoberfest? Op-ed, did you go to Germany too?
No, listen, when you tell me Germany, I think Oktoberfest.
I didn't say...
Right now, I am visualizing op-ed... Mm-hmm. In Lederhosen. Am I right?
Yeah, I do own a pair.
You do? we have two pet alligators that we dress in Lederhosen here in Florida, so there you go.
Hey, keep you struck.
Ed, did you go to Germany? I thought you were in Lithuania.
I hit Germany first. I visited my sister in Trier, which is like the Napa Valley of Germany, and then I went to Vilnius in Lithuania.
Awesome. My grandmother walked from Vilnius, Lithuania, all the way to what was then Palestine, what became Israel, in the early part of the 20th century, running from the Cossacks and persecution. And boy, oh boy, what a journey she had. So Lithuania, we've got Lithuanian roots. Do you have any blood relatives there?
My dad is from Poland. So when Poland and Lithuania used to be the unique empire, it was actually around the 16th century, I believe, as our family was from that region. So, you know, I was kind of getting back to the roots, you know, the food, everything was
so
awesome.
So we got some Polish connections on my dad's side. We've got Polish roots. In fact, we started as Belitsky. And at the Statue of Liberty, they immigrated and they said, Belitsky, no way, too many syllables. And they cut it off and we became the Bell family.
That's crazy. My
not everybody
Zelensky.
Knows that.
Zelensky was ours, and then they shortened it to Zal.
So
cool. Look at that, Bell Zal. That's so cool.
You were mentioning
what?
The food in Lithuania. What is a good example of food from Lithuania that people wouldn't normally know about?
Let's see. We got gnocchi. No, you might have heard of that. Potato
gnocchi.
Dumplings. These things
anybody?
Are like crack.
Yeah. G-N-O-C-H-I, I think it is,
yeah. Yeah, G-N-O-O-C-H-O-C-H-H-I.
A little guy named Geppetto. Geppetto was the cook. He made it. He called it Pinocchio, Nokio for short. No, don't eat the puppet. Don't eat the puppet.
Your gnocchi grows when you lie, I guess.
Don't eat the puppet. All right, Ed, you were there for a very good reason. Fantastic, exciting reason. It was the only reason I let you go, because I was like, I can't do without Ed. You kidding me? No, this was an amazing thing. Tell us about what drew you to go to Lithuania.
Yes, so around January, I found this camp. It's a camp that's out every year out in Lithuania in Trachea. It's like the mountainous region there. And it's where 50 millennials get picked for a video interview to come out and talk about one subject, and then you get like a crash course in entrepreneurship, in geopolitics, in economics, and it's just for a panel of experts. You end up coming out of this thing as like, you know, a brand new millennial, as I say, but it was mind blowing. You know,
I just want to make sure nobody was molested by Paul Krugman. He was not there, was he?
No, he wasn't there.
So we're talking more Austrian economics than Keynesian.
Oh no, Keynesian up. No, that's a dirty word. Yeah. That was you had to throw a dollar in the bucket for every time you mentioned one of the Keynesian theories.
All right, now we're going to go further into this in a little while, but I want to get the sense. This is cool. 50 millennials. You were picked out, you know, with whatever interviews you did. That's awesome. Really cool. But the millennial generation, you're my bridge into the millennial generation, even though we've had many millennials that have listened and still listen to this show, which was so cool when we learned of that. But what is it about this millennial generation? What are they here to do? Because I felt like, in many ways, I was here too soon. But in many ways, I'd like to mentor the generation to kind of help them along, because they're here to do some major good stuff for the most part, I think.
You're absolutely right, Robert. I mean, there was actually a book called The Fourth Turning. In this book, they talk about a cycle since the 12th century where every fourth generation ends up being something called the hero generation. Well, it turns out that if you run that cycle all the way to now, then the millennial generation is the hero generation of our time. Now, that's a pretty big responsibility. We're either going to fail, choke, or we're going to really rise to the occasion. I think we're going to rise to the occasion, but I think I met the people that are going to be instrumental in making us basically rise to the occasion.
Well, Ed, what you said there is so significant, because if you talk about that every fourth generation, the hero generation,
but
making
some
changes,
I think
right?
The coolest thing was...
Go ahead, Ed. Did we lose Ed?
Yeah. That's just like the movie City Slickers, right?
Yeah.
It's that one thing.
It's just that one thing.
He was about to tell us, and then he disappeared.
I know. We're going to get him back for next segment, I promise you, because this is important stuff. Every fourth generation, the hero generation. What is it about the millennials? Somebody knew this and knew they were coming. And have I said this before about the vaccines and the mercury? And even what Dr. Batar has said about the allele that it works on, and these people, these kids, if you will, now young adults, as intelligent, perhaps more so than any other, and they've been hammered by the medical industrial complex, the demon spawn of IG Farben out of Germany, interestingly enough. Was it an accident, or did they do it to him on purpose? We'll ask that. We'll get some answers. Op-Ed will be back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo
water. That's the one you want, robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ha ha ha!
if I'm wrong, Super Don. That sounds like a bunch of drunk Germans at Oktoberfest singing Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Indeed it is. And, you know, this is how you can tell I love you. Everybody knows my opinion of Neil Diamond. But I found out as I was looking for Oktoberfest music in honor of our buddy Op Ed returning from Germany and Lithuania, that one of the top 10 Oktoberfest songs at Oktoberfest is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
It's because if you've been drinking, you still remember the words. That's it. That's
you can go blah, 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 blah. Yeah, everybody can do that. Right?
Everybody can do it. Well, I don't think Ed was doing that over there. I think he was doing some really highbrow stuff and hanging out at this Blacksmith Liberty and Entrepreneurship Camp. I think based on the work of Simon Black. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. Yep.
And, Ed, you know what? You mentioned that fourth generation. What was it called? The Fourth Turning? Was that the name of the book?
The Fourth Turning, yes.
So you're saying they went back, I don't know how many generations to count up, and that fourth generation, which is the hero generation, happens to be the millennials. And
yes.
This is all the more interesting to me because I posited, and Dr. Bittar has too, that there was a targeting of the millennial generation with vaccines to dampen whatever they were here to do, and the most efficient way to do it was to inject mercury, heavy metals, to stop them. And this has been a concerted effort to go after your generation, Ed, with these vaccines, and I'm thinking it's all coming clear now.
Oh, you hit it on the head. I think that they failed. You know, I think they have damaged a lot of us, but I think it's only made us fight harder, you know, the ones that really want to have a change, and we have the motivation now.
You talk about the potential for failure or success. I mean, in each generation, you know, it's a free will scenario. But you don't realize when you're being hammered necessarily by the medical community that had dominated the 20th century into the 21st, that is rapidly losing the trust and faith, wrongly misplaced as it ever was, of the people who were the great unwashed masses who basically turned over their bodies to an elite ruling class. Was there any discussion, before we get into the economics and some of the other things about what's happening here, was there any discussion about vaccines and the damage it's done to the millennial generation?
Oh, man, it was among the students, honestly. And again, the students from Africa, China, Canada. It was among us that we brought that subject up. And you'd be so surprised at the percentage level of people who knew about the damaging effects. Like there were groups of us explaining to the few who didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of us finally figured around it. I talked a lot about my experiences from taking the mandatory vaccination to the military, and just hearing the stories from around the world is just maddening. Such a giant. Yeah.
This is absolutely exciting to me that there's an awareness now of this generation. We've got to restore those who are restorable, who are open to being restored, of course, but protecting those. And this is also explanation, if you will, of the desperation of the mercs of the world and how they're buying off politicians, not only doctors, as we talked with Dr. Tenpenny last week, to mandate vaccines without exemption, without religious or philosophical exemption, only medical. And the medical exemptions are going to be few and far between because the doctors that give them will lose their license. So this is the end game to hold on to the power. You guys waking up to this means, big trouble for the elite.
No, absolutely. You know, and I think the buying off of politicians, I think that hits really, really near to home of millennials because we're in perpetual debt. You know, when we see someone getting paid $1 million to say something on TV or something like that, we're like, I'd pay 100 grand to just get a degree so I can maybe be employed. You know, speaking of jail for my duration.
Mm-hmm.
We see that. You know, it just rakes us. And especially when we realize that they're doing it to hurt us, too. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. To dampen consciousness. They know what you're here to do, in other words. If this has been written about, it's not like they're not aware. And, you know, the proverbial they, of course. You get the sense of the elite power structure on the planet. It hasn't changed much over the millennia, I shall say. and then we have the millennial generation, which I find fascinating of its label. And, of course, not everybody's going to acknowledge what they're here to do. That's true of any generation. But, Ed, what you're doing and what you did with those 49 other students at this camp sounds fantastic.
Oh, it was so cool. And I tell you, the place where it was held, it used to be the Iron Curtain of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So this place, you know, where pretty much freedom was non-existent for much of, I'd say, after 45 to near to 90. You know, these folks, hearing about libertarianism, hearing about freedom, you know, these people have adopted it. They've taken the reins of freedom, and they have jumped on that steep. You know, there's books of Atlas Shrugged everywhere, man. Ayn Rand is like a local hero in Dillon.
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah. I know that the leftist kiddos that are still out there, the millennials that are still in the far liberal thing, are very frightened of freedom.
Oh, definitely. They'll come around, I hope, yeah.
Okay. No. So, without revealing too much about the plot and the plan, obviously there's got to be places on this planet that are like, even when Reagan talked about the shining city on the hill, right? That idea of a place where there were ideals that were present, freedom was embraced. We have lost much of that here in the United States of America, yet there are enclaves, if you will, around the world where people are trying to bring that about. Whether it can be restored here in this country, which you know, we're all here doing that as well in our own way. So what's your sense of that global community coming together?
Oh, it's really cool because it's in the weirdest of spots. I mean, the Baltics only has a population of 6 million. That's a spot. Estonia right now has become this holding of e-commerce businesses. If you want to run a business without getting taxed in Bolivian, you go to Estonia. Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus, they're right on the Russian border, but these places are places where entrepreneurship and, you know, libertarianism are really, they're steeped. People there really get it. One, because they're probably sick of the oppression of the generations before, but, you know, second, they're so far away from Brussels and the EU that they can talk about these things without having to worry, you know, about losing their job or getting pressured out of the position they're in.
Right.
In another spot, South America, a whole bunch of folks from Panama, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Chili, those are guys for each of those places, and, man, the stuff they were talking about they were doing in those countries.
Well, have they written off the United States?
No, no.
Okay.
There are some saving graces in our country, Texas being one of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are very optimistic about Texas. Crazy enough, Florida. People look at Florida as like it's going to be a new Caribbean almost. Maybe we're kind of in the limbo, and I know Skousen and a couple others say we're like a 0 out of 5 state, but, you know, Florida. I think anywhere in the South right now actually has an economy, we have a shot.
Okay.
So, yeah. Honestly, I don't even think it has to even be a nation. I think we're going to get to a point where it's going to be cities. That's really what I was getting from people. It's going to be city-based and community-based groups that kind of knew what was going on and took the steps before stuff got really bad to when it gets bad. They are the people that everyone has to look to, what people are going to for food, going to for technology, going to for, you know, leadership, essentially.
Well, isn't that the message here? And it has been growing day by day, week by week, month by month, that self-sustaining ability. It's not about isolating yourself, fencing yourself in, and getting all the guns and ammo you can, because you don't have enough for when people are hungry. So the question is, can you grow food and can you help others to do that? That's the establishment of localism, if you will. And that's where libertarianism can actually shine, because you can't, let's be honest, you can't do libertarianism for 320 million people at a time. It's just unfathomable. I mean, these are people that are dealing with people, but on that scale, you're now dealing with robots and corporations that are shielding people from responsibility. Therefore, there is no responsibility. That was the irony of the opening here on Merck. You know, MerckResponsibility.com. Yeah, right. Talk to me about what that means.
Yeah, no, that was absolutely crazy reading about that. But, on that subject, one wording that came up was communal capitalism. Yeah, a new philosophy around capitalism where instead of trying to screw each other, it's like working together to build up economies. You know? There's this game we play called Cash Flow. It's this fun little board game where you learn about how to make deals, like how to do the math on the go and all that stuff. When you first start playing it, you just start screwing everyone on the table. Like, you as the person on the right, gets to audit the person if you want to, and you don't want to do deals with anybody. But then no one wins. And you don't get out of the circle called the rat race. But then, you know, one of the guys, Jay Massey, was one of the teachers, he said, if you work together, you know, working the deals and doing the things that, you know, would all make everyone kind of prosper, not communism, but you know, not screw each other, everyone gets out of the rat race, and then you are all in a position to help communities. And that was, I think, one of the coolest things I learned from the camp, that phrase, communal capitalism.
Well, is there such a thing as a mutual benefit? Because, again, the far-left liberals think that, you know, it's every man for himself, kill all the whatever, right? Eat all the old people,
yeah.
As we play that song.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, there's a self-interest in cooperating and communicating and having a community. There's interest there because, you can, you know, that concept of no man is an island. Yes, we believe in liberty and individual liberty, but in an ideal situation, and, of course, it has to be local because you can't do this across great distances. It doesn't work that way unless you have slaves, and those slaves have been for the last 100 something years.
Yeah.
Well, oil.
Right. Yeah. Oil.
I'm just blown away. Ed, I'm hoping that you're going to be writing a few articles on your experience there that we can publish at robertscatbell.com in addition to all the work you do and helping us get these notes out each day.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely very excited about it. I'm actually working a couple of projects with, you know, these guys. Some friends I've made are going to be lifelong friends from this camp. You know, and it's a lot of history stuff to come.
Well, maybe we can get some of them on the show as well, or even this guy, Simon Black. I mean, there's so much more that I want to reach out because, again, we have a global audience here as well. And this audience has already shown me that they love liberty and they love, of course, health freedom. And that we can tap into the energy of youth here and bring that wisdom out that somewhat you're carrying with you. You brought in, but you're also open to absorbing very rapidly for the age group. And, of course, those that haven't been hammered by vaccines or those who are detoxifying from them, they're all welcome here. And we're going to help them out as much as we can.
Amen to that.
And, you know, I want to say, if you go and check out Simon Black's website, he's got an article here. And the title of the article is, "The number one reason why Donald Trump is the chimpanzee America needs." I like it.
He's a funny guy.
You mentioned the rat race, Ed. When we come back, we got a story about the rat race and super smart rats. How did they get there? I'm sure scientists had something to do with it. You know how they are. We'll find out what this means for humanity after the break. Op-Ed, fantastic to have you back, and we're just beginning to scratch that surface.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy.
Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. In laboratory mice, the king's cat is nice. The Pinky and the Brain.
Brain, 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 brain.
Bring back Pinky and the Brain. We can have a Pinky and the Brain update. We can do one every day. Thank goodness for scientists to save us from ourselves. This was great. Scientists researching brain disorders create super clever mice. You notice the headline calling it super clever. How often do you hear that word clever used here in America?
Not much.
No, it's more British, right? Oh, what a clever boy. Such a clever boy. Now, such a clever mouse. Scientists have genetically modified mice to be super intelligent. And we'll find out what that super intelligence entails and if you really want to be super intelligent like a mouse. They found that they're less anxious, and a discovery that may also help them research treatments, read drugs, for disorders such as Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, and post-traumatic stress disorder, especially for Super Don having to play Neil Diamond songs this hour. You got to help him out.
I've recovered. You've already recovered.
Yes. You are fast on the recovery. Are you genetically engineered?
Yes.
You're just resilient. Researchers, yes, that's right. It's Britain and Canada. And Canada is sort of like the Queen's English a little bit more, eh? They'll talk about being clever. But they blocked a single gene. They altered a single gene to block phosphodiesterase 4B, PDE4B enzyme, found in many organs, including the brain, and it made mice cleverer. And at the same time, less fearful. Now, this is a quote from Britain's Leeds University, Steve Clapcoat. lecturer in pharmacology there. He says, our working with mice has identified this PB4B, whatever it is, a promising target for potential new treatment. So they're going to target, genetically engineer, or maybe develop a drug to inhibit the production of this enzyme. Well, what's going to happen? Well, the brainy mice, so you'll understand how important this work is. The brainy mice, this is really good because you never know when you run into somebody at Walmart that you want to be sure that if you ran into them again, you'll recognize them. The brainy mice were actually better at recognizing a mouse they had seen the previous day. Yep, that's it. You've enhanced your ability to remember somebody you bumped into at Walmart.
I remember seeing you yesterday at Walmart. Yeah.
Right. Can you please wear pants that actually cover your... Never mind. Not you, Super Don. I'm sorry, that was bad. No, actually, my wife and son were at Walmart. They were at the eye doctor getting some contacts. And she overheard one employee and two people, I don't know, just various backgrounds and ages even, all together just kind of chatting about GMOs and how they're all trying to kill us. And she's like, oh, my God.
At Walmart?
At Walmart, yeah. So tell me that the message is not getting out. Are you kidding me? It's getting out. They've lost. So they were also able, these mice, less able to recall fearful events, like seeing those pants at Walmart, than ordinary mice. They also could be of interest in, as I mentioned, those treatments of mental decline and aging. If we could just genetically engineer humans the way we're doing it to mice or rats. Less anxiety, they said. Choosing to spend more time in the open, brightly lit spaces than normal mice, which you normally prefer dark and closed spaces. So they're changing the very nature of mice here. Do we want to change the very nature of humans? Because this is the key here, and Superdon, you can help me figure this out. What is this that they're creating here if they're going to apply this to humans? While mice are naturally scared of cats, the modified mice responded less fearfully to cat urine, suggesting that inhibiting this PDE4B could increase risk-taking behavior. So what's the takeaway, Superdon?
More mice being eaten by cats.
Exactly.
But, you know, let me jump into the conspiratorial arena here for just a moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Imagine this being applied in, let's say, a soldier conditioning way. Imagine if you were to inhibit this enzyme and you were to make soldiers just a little bit more clever and less fearful. There's your opportunity to create what would be considered, a super soldier?
A super soldier. And you know what's different here? The experiments with SSRIs were too unpredictable, so they have to make the switch into genetically engineering things. I feel like we're doing Coast to Coast AM tonight, today, this afternoon. I mean, where we're going with this, but I think we're making valid connections like they don't make on that show. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's a very interesting hour.
We're
go back and re-listen.
Maybe somebody has inhibited our enzyme.
Clever boy, Super Don. Clever boy. Very impressive. Hey, you know who's cleverer? Dr. Rashid Batar, and he's going to join us for some advanced medicine next hour. Boy, do we have some stories to tell you. And the mangoforhealth.com website, how to become a member, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.